Welcome to the SwampSwamiSports.com audio podcast. Let's preview the football chances for Northwestern State University. Some cautious optimism in 2025. Coach Blaine McCorkle knew that the job as head coach for the Northwestern State University Demons football team was going to be a big challenge. He arrived in Natchitoches in early 2024 after completing a successful turnaround at Belhaven College in Jackson, Mississippi. Belhaven went 24-7 during his final three seasons as the Blazers head football coach. Coach McCorkle was quite aware that moving to Natchitoches, Louisiana last year to lead the Demons football team was going to be a tough job, and it was. His Northwestern State University Demons football team posted an 0-12 season in his debut in 2024. That team is now on a 20-game losing streak entering the 2025 college football season. But the losing streak has been filled with some unexpected sadness and drama. The last win for the Demons came on November 5, 2022, with a 41-14 road victory at Texas A&M Commerce, which is now known as East Texas A&M. The 2022 football season for fifth-year coach Brad Laird ended with two rather lopsided losses, but they came against nationally ranked FCS opponents as the Demons finished with a 4-7 record. Northwestern's next football team in 2023 was predicted to finish fifth out of the eight teams in the Southland Conference. They finished in last place. An 0-5 start turned even worse on October 12, 2023. And that's when Demons starting defensive back Ronnie Coleman was found dead after being shot several times in an off-campus apartment. His non-football playing roommate and another Northwestern State football player were later arrested. The university, the former head coach, and Coleman's off-campus apartment complex were all named in a wrongful death lawsuit filed by Ronnie Coleman's family. A district court dismissed the Northwestern State portion of the suit, though, a year later in November 2024. Northwestern State University then quickly canceled the upcoming weekend road game at Nicholls State in 2023. The football team needed more time to grieve the loss of a teammate. But the Demons then resumed playing football 1 week after Coleman's funeral. A demoralizing 37-20 loss to Southland Conference rival Southeastern Louisiana led to Northwestern's abrupt cancellation of the four remaining games on their 2023 football schedule. Head coach Brad Laird, who was a former quarterback for Northwestern State himself, resigned on that same day that the football season was canceled. By the way, he's now the head football coach at Natchitoches Central High School in the same city. The new Northwestern State football coach was literally starting over again in 2024. Northwestern's abrupt end to the 2023 football season led to some early speculation as to whether the football program was even going to continue. But the school moved quickly and hired 49-year-old Blaine McCorkle to become the Demons' new head football coach. The former LSU offensive line long snapper turned coach had posted an incredible turnaround story at Belhaven College in Mississippi. He went 2-8 in each of his first two seasons at the Jackson-based private school prior to rolling off 7-3, 8-2, and 9-2 seasons. His optimistic outlook and desire to build a successful program back in Louisiana seemed to be just what Northwestern State's football program was needing. But many players from that 2023 Demons football team left the program ahead of this coaching change. And the new head football coach needed to inject some confidence and enthusiasm into his team. He also needed some football players, a lot of them.
Ooh, yeah!
Coach Blaine McCorkle held a walk-on tryout in 2024, attempting to locate a few potential football players who were already on the Northwestern State 9,000-student campus. The questions swirling around that 2023 tragedy and the abrupt end of the football season made for a very hard sell in recruiting top high school and college transfer players. Coach McCorkle has been selling patience and hope for the future to his players, assistant coaches, and of course the Northwestern State football supporters. The Demons football program has been around since the year 1907. The school's overall record in football still shows a 60% winning percentage, despite struggling through many losing seasons in the last two decades. Coach Blaine McCorkle's 2024 roster of 100 football players last year was very young and really thin, especially on defense. That 2024 Northwestern State football season finished last year with a disappointing 0-12 record and extended the Demons' football misery to two straight seasons without a single win. Northwestern State was the only FCS team in the country to go winless last year in 2024. Their only company in this 0-12 club last year was large school FBS member Kent State University. The Demons last year were shut out 4 times out of 12 games, and the offense generated just 144 points for the entire season. That's 12 points a game. Northwestern's defensive struggles were even worse. They gave up an incredible 45.4 points per game. When you lose games by an average of more than 33 points, that adds up to an 0-12 season in 2024. But a very talented high school football quarterback is coming aboard in 2025. Bossier City's Airline High School has produced a long history of talented quarterbacks. Northwestern State head coach Blaine McCorkle offered a football scholarship to Airline's talented quarterback Ben Taylor after his junior year in 2024. And that turned out to be a very smart move. Ben Taylor's senior season at Airline produced an 11-1 record before the Vikings fell in the second round of the Louisiana High School playoffs. Taylor finished his high school career as Louisiana's number 2 all-time passing leader with 12,374 yards. In his senior year, he produced an incredible 4,357 yards via the air and 47 touchdown passes. This 6'1", 180-pound quarterback received a number of other college scholarship offers last year, but he never wavered from his year-long commitment to coach Blaine McCorkle and Northwestern State. Ben Taylor is going to be joining several other talented incoming freshmen and a new crop of college transfer players, mostly those on the defensive side of the ball, as the new players try to reinvigorate the Northwestern State football program this year. That's the good news. The Northwestern Demons football schedule in 2025, though, is really looking tough. Northwestern will play 5 of its first 7 games on the road this fall. The 2025 season begins at home in Natchitoches, though, with a Thursday night, August 28th game against Alcorn State University. But the Braves posted a 6-6 record in 2024, and they're going to present a formidable season-opening test for the Demons. Then it's a 3-game road trip, taking Northwestern State to face Big Ten member Minnesota, who was 8-5 in 2024. Then they'll be at the Cincinnati Bearcats of the Big 12, who was 5-7 last year. And finally, a road trip to Prairie View A&M to play the Panthers of the Southwest Athletic Conference, and Prairie View was 5-7 last year. The remainder of the 2025 Demons schedule includes a road game at Southeastern Louisiana, who was 7-5 in 2024, and a home game against defending Southland Conference champion Incarnate Word of San Antonio. The Cardinals went 11-3 last year and advanced all the way to the FCS quarterfinal round of the playoffs. The Northwestern State season finale will come at home on November 20th against longtime rival Stephen F. Austin. The humongous 7'6", 320-pound trophy named The Chief, honoring the local Caddo Nation tribe, will be on the line when the Demons host the Lumberjacks. So when will the NSU Demons break their 20-game losing streak? The last Southland Conference football title for Northwestern State came back in 2004 as the 9-4 Demons lost an opening round game in the FCS playoffs at the University of Montana. That was 21 years ago. Coach Blaine McCorkle is not thinking about conference titles or the FCS playoffs, at least not yet. A series of tough early season tests lie ahead. Then the second half of the 2025 football season might provide a few more winnable games. The Southland Conference media representatives recently predicted that the Northwestern State Demons will finish 9th out of 10 teams in 2025. But that 10th place team represents a college football newcomer. The University of Texas Rio Grande Valley will play its inaugural season of college football this year as it joins the Southland Conference. Unfortunately for Northwestern State football fans, the Vaqueros from Edinburg, Texas are not on their fall football schedule. No! But keep the faith. Here's hoping that the college football fans in Natchitoches will get an opportunity to sing the Demons Fight Song, which I think is a rather catchy tune, celebrating one or more victories coming up this year in 2025. I'm Swamp Swami.